This is Day to Day. I'm Noah Adams. More now about the overseas view of Boston. To American observers, the convention looks familiar. Speeches, the sea of delegates in funny hats, the signs. To an outsider, it can all seem a bit peculiar. Slate's Andy Bowers spent an evening at the convention with a guest who has come to study America and give us a different view of ourselves.
Meet a French superstar. Bernard-Henri Lévy is not an actor, a politician, or a musician, although French gossip columnists scrutinize his life as though he were Ben Affleck. Even here at the convention, the occasional American recognizes Lévy's trademark wavy salt-and-pepper hair and white shirt unbuttoned to the navel and swoons. TV intern Patrick Kiker rushes over to shake his hand.
I was more starstruck than seeing Bill Clinton, but, you know, to young intellectuals, that guy is a giant.
Bernard-Henri Lévy is a superstar philosopher, author of 30 books, including the recent investigative work Who Killed Daniel Pearl? And Lévy has come to America to do some of his best-selling thinking about us. The Atlantic Monthly has hired Lévy to take a six-month tour around America and report on the state of our democracy. It is, says Lévy, a conscious echo of the trip made in 1831 by another Frenchman, Alexis de Tocqueville.
The trip is on the footsteps of Tocqueville. America is at a turning point of its history. What sort of a nation is it at the beginning of the 21st century? A special nation, a universal nation, a European nation, a post-European nation?
To find out, Lévy will travel to many of the same places Tocqueville visited before writing his classic Democracy in America. But where Tocqueville saw a South with slavery thriving, Lévy will see NASCAR. And where Tocqueville saw a young democracy feeling its way, Lévy is in Boston to see the party convention of a mature democracy. Okay, kind of mature. When Lévy first steps into the Fleet Center Hall, filled at this moment with delegates dancing to the pumping music, he seems as giddy as his Parisian intellectual reserve will allow.
There is a great enthusiasm here, a great joy. I feel it, and that's great. I like this.
Lévy says party conferences in France tend to be, in his words, much more severe and sad. No flags, no signs, he says. He's making this trip now not in spite of the recent rift between France and the U.S. over Iraq, but because of it. The transatlantic derision, he says, is not limited to Americans and their freedom fries.
For instance, average French people think that average American citizen is like a great child, folkloric and childish. I think it's not true. I really feel deeply that these people know why they are here.
Lévy is so interested in the convention, he bounds up and down the aisles to get a better view, ignoring the demands of exasperated ushers to show his credentials. At one point, we spot Caroline Kennedy Schlossberg, daughter of President Kennedy. She's trying to climb a wall between two sections of the arena, but she gets stuck. Lévy rushes gallantly to her aid. She thanks him and goes on her way. Julia Rothwax, Lévy's guide from The Atlantic, picks up the story.
And then he sent me down there to tell her who it was who pulled him over the wall. And she said, oh, well, I've heard of him, of course, and now I'm honored. And then he went down and introduced himself, and now he's doing an interview with Carolyn Kennedy, making himself a presence in America.
When Lévy returns, he has more than an interview.
I told her that I would be glad to meet her quietly in front of a cup of tea in the next days. So we'll do that.
It seems Bernard-Henri Lévy will have no trouble meeting America's aristocrats. As for the rest of the country, Lévy will observe a culture Alexis de Tocqueville wouldn't have recognized. Among the many differences, Tocqueville's America was nothing like a world power. Lévy's America is the most dominant country on Earth. As an outside observer, how does he think Americans deal with that fact?
The most conservative ones, they don't realize because they don't care. They don't care about their importance in the world, and they don't want the weight it can represent for their shoulders, moral weight. The others, the Democrats, of course they know the importance they have, but they are afraid of it. It is a melancholic empire.
France's superstar philosopher Bernard-Henri Lévy will be traveling the U.S. for the next 6 months, and he'll check in with us from time to time along the way. His article on his travels will appear in the Atlantic Monthly next year. For Day to Day, I'm Andy Bowers.